He planned on heading straight down into Texas. If they were fool enough to follow him there, he'd keep going until he reached Mexico. If they followed him that far, they were crazier than he thought. Even Judd Bowman wasn't worth Mexico. At dusk on the second day, he scrambled to the top of a steep riverbank and looked back to see if anyone was behind him. The land was peaceful and still, and the leaves on the trees shimmered brightly in the setting sun. But something nagged at him, and he stared at the valley to the north for a long time. He couldn't see anything, but he didn't feel safe either. Miles upriver, Lopez rode, leaning out from his saddle, studying the riverbed intently.
Well?
Whoa! He was here 4 hours ago.
How can you be sure?
Despite his manacled hands, Lopez slid out of the saddle easily and pointed to some plants growing by the river.
His horse broke the branches there. And here is where he stepped to avoid the rocks. This print in the wet sand is not yet completely washed out, so it cannot be too old.
I can't see anything in this light.
If he's so close, maybe we can still catch up.
Ay, que idiota.
What did you say?
He said it is not wise to track a murderer in the dark.
Save your steam, boys. We've still got a long way to go.
The men set up camp on a sandy bluff overlooking the valley. They had ridden a rough 25 miles, and they were exhausted and sore. Lopez was given food and water, but his handcuffs were not removed, nor was he allowed near anyone's rifle. Even after the sun had set, he stood looking south as the coyotes began to howl at each other across the desert. Only when the other men had settled did he lie down and go to sleep himself. Lopez rose before dawn and rekindled the fire. While the coffee was heating, the sheriff woke up.
Don't you sleep, Lopez? Come on, rise and shine, boys.
Martin got up and went to saddle the horses as the other men drank their coffee in silence. Lopez watched them and realized it had been a long time since Taylor or the sheriff had ridden so hard.
Someone pack up Lopez's gear and let's go.
If you take these cuffs off, I can help.
Not a chance, amigo.
You get the fire.
Lopez began kicking sand over the hot embers, then stopped and looked sideways at the other men. They had already mounted and were starting off down the hill. Lopez quickly found some green manzanita leaves and dropped them on the remaining coals.
Come on, Lopez. I want to get this over with today.
Lopez mounted his horse and rode quickly after the men. Behind him, the leaves began to burn. Downriver, Shad Marone was also starting the day. He had slept soundly and was feeling good as he surveyed the land around him, until he saw a thin line of black smoke curling up against the horizon.
Well, I'll be.
It was about 5 miles north, and he couldn't afford to believe it was a coincidence. He had to assume he was being followed, and they were too close for comfort. He shook his head slowly. It was careless of them to leave smoke that could be seen for miles around. But they had tracked him closely for 2 days over rough territory. Whoever was following his sign knew what they were doing. Shad had hoped to stay close to the river, but now he considered changing his plans. If they insisted upon following him, he wasn't going to make it easy. Texas would have to wait. The desert to the west was a vast no-man's land of mesas, salt marshes, and lava fields. Shad had crossed it several times with Navajo guides, and he did not underestimate the treachery of the terrain. By day, the heat was relentless, and the cold was bitter at night. The howling wind blew the red sand over tracks as fast as a horse could make them. Unless his pursuers knew how to find water, they'd soon have more problems than simply bringing him back to justice. He turned west, following a stream through the steep cliffs of the Yeso Canyon until it disappeared into the craggy mesas beyond. Finally, he found a trail, and his Morgan scrambled up to the bluffs overlooking the river. Urging the horse into a gallop, Marone headed back the way he had come. The smoke he had seen made him suspect he was being followed. Now he had to make sure. The flatlands enabled him to cover a lot of ground quickly, and soon he had backtracked quite a few miles. He could see his pursuers moving slowly along the riverbed below. Glimpsing them through the trees, he could just make out who they were.